Kia ora and welcome back to RDU's Burnt Breakfast. And I'm so excited to have in the studio with me right now the very talented TG Shand, who has just released her brand new EP, Cinnamon, last Friday. Good morning.
Morning.
How you going?
I'm good.
Are you living in that bliss of having just released music?
Yeah, it was kind of weird just hearing you say it to me just then, actually. But yeah, yay, it's out. It's good.
Yeah. So, I guess tell us a little bit about it. What's kind of the inspiration of Cinnamon?
I think it was more kind of like I kind of just did it track by track, and it kind of just naturally happened over the last few years. Yeah. And then Cinnamon was the track that I thought was probably the strongest, so I just named it that. But yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know, I just kind of chose the four best tracks that I had done over the last few years, yeah.
Right, so are you someone who, like, records quite prolifically? Like, do you record a lot of music?
Yeah, like, a lot of really crap stuff, but yeah, so it's like, just pick out the ones that are okay. But yeah, no, it's been really cool, and, like, there's been quite a few people involved as well, like, even, like, that the first track on it, I was talking to Lucinda, who used to be in the band, about making a track together, and then ended up doing that. And then, I don't know, a bunch of stuff happened and she didn't end up doing the vocals for it. But the idea that I had in my head for the vocals, I just ended up doing. But I still feel she was involved in it because we were practicing quite a lot at the time.
Yeah.
It was so funny. And then, I had done like demos of the other ones, and then Bevan Smith and Corey Champion in Wellington had retracked the drums for Fatwood and Streets as well, which was really cool.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So do you like kind of that whole collaborative thing?
Totally.
Yeah, right.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Because have you done so much of that in kind of previous work?
No, not really. And not because I didn't want to, just because it just kind of happened.
Yeah, right.
You know how you just go into a little hole and you're kind of making stuff, and then you're like, oh, it's kind of done now. And yeah. But yeah, it's been awesome. And like those retract drums, I'm really happy with how they sound. It sounds really cool. Yeah.
So do your songs kind of often end as a finished product where you expect them to? Or like, does that whole collaboration like change a lot of it?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, it does. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. I know sometimes if you're working by yourself, you get stuck in this idea, and then you kind of get your blinkers on, and you just, especially if you're doing the production as well.
Right.
And then you're just like, oh, it's going to sound like this. But it's really cool when you get other people involved because it just breaks you out of that little loop.
Totally. And kind of, I guess you can really get tunnel vision as well, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I guess important question is, where can people listen to this music?
Pretty much everywhere, so it's on Spotify and Apple and everything, and Bandcamp, and we are getting a Lathe Cup pressed at the moment as well, so that should be up on Bandcamp in the next few weeks.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, exciting. That's always a long process.
Yeah. It's so cool, though. It's so cool to have. Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
So are you playing any shows or anything like that coming up?
We don't have anything coming up yet. Probably like a few shows in over summer, definitely.
But
we've just started practicing again, just got the whole gang together again.
It should
be cool, and we'll probably start playing some stuff again in the next few months.
Is that one of those things where it kind of comes back to you instantly, or is it like riding a bike
but it's been really cool practicing again. We'll just definitely getting back into it, and it's starting to sound cool already, so yeah.
Cool.
Takes a while.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah.
So we're gonna play Cinnamon, which is a song and obviously the name of the EP. First of all, why did you kind of pick it to be the title track?
I think it was because it seemed to be the one people were enjoying most, like when we were playing it live and stuff, and it was probably the most catchy, I guess. And I think my favourite is probably Notions, which is the first track. But that sounds like an intro track. Right. It doesn't really sound like a
whole,
I don't know. Yeah.
What does Cinnamon represent to you exactly?
I don't know. It's just a bit cheeky. It's just
cool.
Yeah.
I'd say I did like this track, and there's some really interesting kind of sound editing on it as well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And do you enjoy kind of playing and mixing with that?
That's like, I just go and do that for days. Yeah, so good.
Oh, cool.
It's my favorite.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, congratulations.
Thank
it's so
you.
Cool. It's such a easy to listen to EP as well.
Oh, cool.
And it's really enjoyable. And I think there's about the third track from it that we're about to play here on RDU. So thank you so much for joining me this morning. And congratulations for everything. Thank you for bringing Monty as well,
Monty, hi.
Monty, by the way, is cute wee dog. We've also got in the studio right now. Does Monty like your music?
No, he gets so annoyed when I'm recording. It's so funny. He's like, he
gives
me massive side eye, and he's like, ugh, I'm just going to go into another room. It's so funny. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, dogs have an attitude, man, don't they?
He's like, stop making those weird noises. I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah, and now he's itching his ear so dramatically in the morning. Congratulations. And come back when you are doing tour or something, or playing some shows.
Yeah, hopefully soon. Yeah.
And we can work something out there.
Awesome.
But congratulations one more time.
Thank you.